Welcome back to Building the Bakken, and I'm your host, Jason Spiess. In this segment of our 2014 Building the Bakken Energy Policy Special, we talk with Roland Reimers, candidate for Secretary of State. Once again, the ground rules on our 2014 Energy Policy Special. All candidates receive the questions in advance. Candidates will have 3 minutes to answer each question. The interviews were done face-to-face, and we ask that the candidates refrain from using their opponent's name in the response, and they stick to their ideas, platforms, and thoughts. This is candidate for North Dakota Secretary of State, Roland Reimers. Tell me why the people in North Dakota should cast their vote for you, Roland Reimers, as Secretary of State.
Well, first of all, as a libertarian, I believe in a smaller government and more freedom, whereas the office of Secretary of State has continued to expand, as has our government throughout the state of North Dakota. And I would work diligently to decrease the size of the Secretary of State and also to increase the efficiency and eliminate some of the paperwork involved that the Secretary of State has to administer, such as business registrations and so forth. The biggest difference between me and the other two candidates running for the Secretary of State is because I look at the Secretary of State as being just two heartbeats away from being governor. And as such a powerful possible position for the Secretary of State, I think we ought to know what the issues are that the Secretary of State would take a position on if he became governor. So in my campaign, I have taken a variety of important issues that are being faced by the state, like shared parenting, Measure 1, you name it. And I've actually taken position, and I've put those in part of my ads and also my literature that I put out to the public. And I think it's important that we have campaigns that are not just vote for me because you can depend on me, and instead I want you to know exactly what you're getting for your vote. And secondly, the race for Secretary of State is especially important to the Libertarian Party. We are the only third party in North Dakota on the ballot, and we've been working on this for the last 20 years to become a permanent party in North Dakota, and this year we expect to exceed the minimum number of votes that we need, and so we continue to grow in the future years. And if you would cast your vote, even if we don't win this time, hey, we'll be back 2 years from now. It's bigger and stronger than ever until we start winning races, and then we will give you a wider choice of candidates with different views than what you currently are getting from the major party candidates.
Next question. By constitution, the Secretary of State is a member of the Board of University and School Lands, also commonly known as the Land Board. What role has the board had or can it have in addressing some of the issues out in the oil and gas producing counties?
Well, I have my doubts that the Land Board can really do too much for the western counties of North Dakota. The everything is pretty well established by state law. You can't give extra money, I don't think, to the west and not give it to the east. To me, I'm more concerned why we're accumulating this much wealth and value in the various funds in North Dakota. When you accumulate so much wealth, like the Legacy Fund, which is also something started back in 2010, they expect by 2017 they'll have $6 billion in it, and then the legislature can start squandering it. $6 billion is just too much for any legislature to play with. Same thing with the Legacy Fund. I don't know the exact amount of money in it, but frankly, we should keep government small, and we wouldn't need this vast accumulation of wealth to manage it in the future. Not one of my top issues.
Okay. Next question. With the influx of out-of-state workers living in North Dakota and an aging population, what are your views, thoughts, and or platform on the current voting system we have here in North Dakota?
Well, currently, the Secretary of State office is spending $700,000 to educate mostly out-of-state college students on how to get a certificate of voting from their university or college, which amounts to, if you consider the votes that are actually cast by these out-of-state students, probably 1,000 students statewide, which is a lot of money to spend on just that small quantity of students. And in fact, these certificates that they give out from the universities are from information that the student submits themselves, and once they're printed out on their student's own home printer, they can be easily forged or duplicated. And they really don't mean anything because it's just information the student has given the university, and it doesn't even tell the voting officials if that student is even a U.S. citizen. We got lots of foreign students in our universities who theoretically, because they got a student ID, can get a student voting certificate and go vote. Probably 4% of the people in North Dakota, if not much higher in the western part of the state, will not vote this election or can because they think they cannot vote. That's because they're under the misconception, which is promoted by a state government, the prisons, the county auditors, the parole officers, that any ex-con or cannot vote in North Dakota. And that's totally bogus. In North Dakota, if you're a convicted felon currently in jail, you cannot vote. Anybody else can. So a lot of these people, and I've seen a number of people this year who, they made a mistake 10, 20 years ago, and they haven't voted since then. And I've talked to them and say, yes, you can vote. And they've been delighted to be able to go down to register and get their ballot and vote for the first time in their life. But why is this information out to that 4% of the people who are currently misinformed and don't understand they have the right to vote? In the meantime, trying to promote students to basically vote illegally, because if you're a student and you're permanently a resident in North Dakota, you're required by law to get a North Dakota driver's license, because mostly students do have a driver's license. So it shouldn't be a problem of having a current state ID. And if you've got $700,000 to spend on college students and they can't afford a state ID card because they don't have a driver's license, well, give them free ID cards, and that takes care of the problem.
And that was Roland Reimers, candidate for North Dakota Secretary of State. To listen to other interviews on our 2014 Building the Bakken Energy Policy Special, visit our website at www.buildingthebakken.com. The 2014 Building the Bakken Energy Policy Special is sponsored by MBI Energy Services, cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Visit their website at www.mbienergyservices.com. MBI Energy Services, cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. The Crude Life Photography. When you've got a project that requires a crude approach, contact the Crude Life Photography. Email sales@thecrudelife.com. That's sales@thecrudelife.com. The Crude Life Photography. When your photos need a crude approach. And Montana Rig Mat. Better mats, better prices. Montana's original rig mat company, Montana Rig Mat. Visit their website at www.mtrigmat.com. Montana's original rig mat company, Montana Rig Mat.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBI Energyservices.com.